Test 82, Section 4, Question 22. With this one, it's what weakens the argument, so we're going to say what weakens it. Increases in produce price apparently have led to an increase in the planting of personal gardens, so higher produce means more gardens. The two largest retail seed companies each reported sales increases of around 19% in the last year alone. So retail seed companies jumped 19%, a year in which the price of produce spiked. So that was when the produce spiked. Now, there's a couple of different things going on here. Some of the weaknesses, we are assuming that retail sales of seeds means an increase in personal gardens. But we also are assuming that the one is causing the other and that there's not some third cause. So A, increase in produce prices are largely driven by increases in fuel costs. That isn't really going to weaken anything. The average personal garden is much smaller than it was decades ago when inexpensive produce started to become available. Well, okay, it's much smaller. I don't know that that relates. Community garden report that waiting lists for renting garden plots have gotten longer over the last year. That would actually strengthen it, so that would say yes. Personal gardens are usually popular in economic downturns. Well, but we don't know whether there has been an economic downturn. And then a large retail seed company went out of business early last year. So that would help to weaken this, because it's a sneaky way. That's saying that their sales increase wasn't due to more purchases, more people starting gardens. It was they got a share of another company's market. And so if they each had 19% increase in the last alone, but that's because one of the large retail seed companies went out of business, that could explain the jump. So it's an alternative explanation for the evidence, and therefore E is our best answer.